with SRN News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Finally, some good news from Gaza. The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is on track, and the terrorists have set free 17 more of the hostages that they took this morning. 14 of them are Israelis, and one is a little girl from America. Biden says 4-year-old American hostage Abigail Idan has been released by Hamas. She is free. She is in Israel. Her parents, however, were murdered before her on October 7th. The nation's major shipping companies say they will have the capacity to meet projected demand this holiday season.
Carriers like the U.S. Postal Service, FedEx, and UPS are ready for the onslaught of packages. UPS is hiring some 100,000 people to meet the peak, while the U.S. Postal Service has added 10,000 seasonal workers and installed about 150 package sorting machines since last year. According to ShipMatrix, the parcel industry has a capacity of delivering more than 110 million parcels, compared to a projected holiday peak of 82 million per day. Greg Clugston reporting.
Former President Trump used a college football rivalry weekend to rally his supporters in a state and region key to his presidential fortunes. He was at the Clemson, South Carolina football game yesterday. A judge strikes down an effort to enshrine abortion in Nevada's constitution.
Carson City District Court Judge James Russell has ruled that a proposed ballot initiative is too broad. The petition would have amended the state constitution to include the fundamental right to abortion, childbirth, postpartum care, birth control, vasectomy, and tubal ligation. The judge found that the amendment was a clear violation of Nevada's single subject rule. Pro-abortion groups are considering their options and may make an appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
This is SRN News. Parents all across the country are waking up to the fact that their children are being exposed to books and ideas in the public schools that are grossly inappropriate. What to do?
Interact with the school boards. They can submit requests for information under state law, you know, like the Colorado Open Records Act. Every state has a law like that. They can talk to their school board. They can get involved in school board elections.
Teresa Sidebotham is an attorney with Telios Law.
Honestly, they can't get the schools to cooperate. They may want to vote with their feet and leave and put the children in other forms of schooling. Parents can do a lot and shouldn't lose hope. It's their kids. The schools don't care about them like they do, and they need to take action.
When kids were attending school remotely throughout the pandemic, moms and dads suddenly got a look at what they were learning, and many of them became alarmed. Parental rights groups were formed shortly thereafter all across the country. This is SRN News. A new book from an old Beatle.
Ringo Starr's latest project is for fans of music and fashion. Beats and Threads is an illustrated journey through the former Beatle drummer's long career, featuring images of everything from his drum kits to his wardrobe. The book is 312 pages long. It has a list price of $80, signed editions for as much as $750. All proceeds will be donated to charity. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 26th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today. Amongst them, Impressionist Rich Little. The man of many faces and many voices is 85 years old today. Country singer Linda Davis turns 61. Major League Baseball All-Star Matt Carpenter has 38 candles on his birthday cake. This is SRN News.